picture of Arnold on the cover of the book.
It is Arnold at his most smug and self-serving, grinning, but not really grinning. He's just sort of has a self-satisfied look.
It's me.
Hey, yeah. Look at me. I'm Arnold, huh?
I'm the
fantastic
governor. All right, so the guy, Lawrence Lemer, is the guy who we're going to, who wrote the book, and we're going to have him on the show
June 10th.
This is a biography that he wrote with Arnold.
Okay.
So it's Arnold dictating to him.
Ah, okay. So it's not going to be one of those tell-all biographies.
Well, no. Yes, it is.
Really? He tells everything.
Just from reading the excerpts today, and Rob's looking at the pictures again now.
Right.
It's too great. Let me see. He knows why everybody thinks he's a Nazi.
So he's got a theory on that.
It's because Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, he's saying that Sylvester Stallone planted that?
Yes, he says Sylvester Stallone is not his friend. Sylvester Stallone hired the best PR agents. There's nothing anyone can do to save Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
He also says Sylvester Stallone hates Arnold. Right back when this started up, hated up, says... not only was Arnold's dad in the Nazi movement, Sylvester Stallone says that Arnold's dad rounded up Jews during the Holocaust.
Really?
And now here's a quote from Sly Stallone. Arnold is to this day a secret admirer of Hitler. Let me see.
So this is in Arnold's book that he quotes.
Yes, he's giving
Stallone.
He's giving both sides.
He's
right. Giving Sly Stallone's argument, then he's giving his argument back. Let me see. Arnold Schwarzenegger says yes, that he thinks Sylvester Stallone orchestrated all of this. Also, facts in the book, fantastic. Arnold was beaten by his father when he was a kid.
Oh.
Found a mentor in the guy named Alfred Gerstel, who's a...
Alfred helped me out.
And he points out he was a Jew in WW2.
Dankeschön.
So Arnold was throwing this guy out to say, look, I'm not such a bad guy.
Right.
When my dad beat me up, there was this Jewish guy during World War II who took care of me.
Danke.
Now, here's the two best parts. And the guy's so stupid to put this in his own book. First, it's a part about Maria and his old girlfriend, Sue Murray.
Oh.
She walked out of the house after she confronted him about his affair at the time he was having with Maria Shriver.
Okay.
This is the chick he was going out with, and he was going out with Maria at the same time. He says, I did not react well. When she confronted me about Maria, I laid there crying like a baby.
To little baby girly.
And Gigi Goyette.
Hi.
Is the girl that he banged for over 10 years.
Okay.
Arnold's extramarital avenue of relaxation is how he would refer to her around friends. Out of deference to Maria, when Arnold would talk about these chicks that he was with, he calls it outer course.
Because it's out of the marriage. So he's admitting in his book to having extramarital affairs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's outer course.
Outer course.
It's
because it's out of the marriage.
It's out of course. And it's confirmed by Gigi. She says, out of deference to Maria Shriver, when she and Arnold would have sex, foreplay, oral, everything, she would follow him and say that was great outer course. She would pick up on his lead. He would say to her, would you like to have some outer course? And then she'd say, sure, Arnold. I'd love outer course.
Wow. He's nuts.
Pretty good. Where's that book again?
Right here.
He's nuts. There's the picture. Fantastic.
That's the book. Now, we got the early copy.
Now, do you think, even though he's got a ghostwriter that helped him with this thing, do you think that perhaps the guy that's writing it with him
is setting him up?
Not setting him up, but just maybe a little tongue-in-cheek.
I looked over the press, and I think what it is Arnold and Maria were interviewed for it, although he's not like a co-author.
Oh, okay.
He has his input, but Lemur, as the author, has done some pretty good slam pieces on the Kennedy people.
Oh, okay.
He's done a lot of biographies.
So this is not a sanctioned biography.
No, it's only Lemur's name on the cover.
Oh, well, then that's not written with Arnold. I thought you said it was written with Arnold.
But hold on a second. No, didn't Arnold give the guy direct quotes about this book?
Arnold was interviewed.
In an interview. Okay. But, oh, see, that doesn't mean anything. This could be a total slam piece.
I think my favorite thing I found is that Arnold's best friend from Austria is named Sven Thorsen.
Of course. Sven.
Anyway, the book, fantastic. My apologies, because all I'm reading are the stuff that Rob printed out for me. And
fantastic.
I thought, how stupid would he be? But he's quoted talking about Outer Course.
Well, see, they do that all the time. They interview, hey, we're doing a little research. Can we have an interview? We're doing an article. And then you can take the interview and do whatever you want with it. And he turned it into a book.
Outer Course.
Let's do some Outer Course. I don't think Arnold would have sanctioned letting people know that he's having like an extramarital affair. Because this is the first time I've ever heard about that.
I wanted to get all the growth. Doping stuff and all that other stuff.
This might be a slam piece.
Mike, gee, do you think so? I feel real dumb now, being as I just got done saying, Arnold.
I don't mean to slam you, but you did present it as the opposite.
I know that's why I am.
I mean, I was sitting there going, if it was sanctioned, then he was really an idiot. But even the name of the book, Fantastic, is mocking Arnold.
See,
right.
But the thing is, I think he's dumb enough that he could name, hey, I'm fantastic.
Right.
Why not?
In your defense, that's how it's sort of presented in the New York Daily News today. And then when we got the actual press for the book, it's sort of clear.
Well, how is it presented in the Daily News?
That he was contributed, I guess. And it's vague how they said it. The press is just starting
to... But you're saying this guy's got a track record of writing books that are kind of nasty pieces.
Very poignant.
It can't be. To see this cover...
But here's the thing. Yeah. Don't you think he's dumb enough? And I'll step up for being stupid on this, as I've got no problem doing.
Right.
But don't you think that Arnold is equally dumb, that he could have...
Totally plausible.
The way that I thought it would be was that, okay, we're going to sit down, ask you some stories. What about this Outer Course thing?
Right.
Ah, sure. That was back in the day.
You know what I'll tell you definitively will be the inside flap. The inside flap will tell you what kind of book it is.
I got it right here. Hold on a second. Fantastic. It's a biography like no other, about a man like no other. The life of Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the most extraordinary success stories of our time.
Okay.
An immigrant, blah, blah. Fantastic is a lesson in how to succeed.
Oh.
It shows how and why this man of willful ambition and limitless drive achieved his unprecedented accomplishments. Blah, blah, blah.
Negative so far.
Captures the public and private Schwarzenegger, who could change the face of politics in our country. What is most extraordinary is how much of the life of this most famous of men was unknown and uncharted until Fantastic.
Now, you know, all these writers are slimy because he has it both ways there.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a man who plans his life years in advance. He is a brilliant, calculating man. He has a plan to be the number one movie star in the world. He does it. It's chronicled for the first time in this revealing book.
Oh. It's hard to say. It's a fence sitter.
So, anyway.
But you know, the one thing that's in there that says the stuff that the uncharted.
No, you're probably right.
The uncharted.
I'm stupid for wanting to believe Arnold.
No, but
stupid.
You're not stupid because listen to the flap. The flap is still ambiguous, you know?
I'll read the book. Well,
not like, it's certainly not like a Kitty Kelly book.
I'm not going to read the book. You read it and tell me what it says.
There you go.
Thank you. And tell Mike what it says, too. Britney Spears. Now, here's a woman I can speak of.
Okay.
This is with authority. She got sick at a hotel because she's pregnant. She got sick at the Ritz-Carlton in Los Angeles.
I bet that's not pretty.
Out by the pool. She puked.
She's a pig. She's just a pig. I'm sorry.
She puked, and then she ran away. And fortunately, the Star tabloid was there. And next week, you'll see a picture
of her puking?
Of Britney's vomit. And they're going to show you that it's mainly Cheetos.
Well, it'll be colorful.
Pregnant Britney.
But, you know, women get morning sickness. It's a known fact. But, you know, it just seems to me that's just so Britney that she's out there in a chaise lounge or something.
Cool.
Just goes,
yeah. Just like that, too.
Yeah.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Were there any toenail clippings in the vomit?
No, that's nasty.
Would you stop
probably.
It? Would you stop?
Did it look anything like Buzz's next to your car?
I'm serious. I haven't had Cheetos.
You had no Cheetos. Right. I looked at that, Buzz. You had no Cheetos.
That's right. Jesus.
I think it's entirely plausible that Arnold Schwarzenegger thinks that people, that he signed up on the book, because this is a man who thought that people were going to get out of the theater for Jingle All the Way and then get back in the line to see it again.
Yeah, that's, he believed that. That's true.
That'd be so angry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I just want to make a comment about the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. I apologize for the long delay.
That's all
right. But he's, no surprise, he's misusing the English language. If you're introverted, the opposite is extroverted.
You're right.
It would be extra course.
It wouldn't be outer course.
Right.
Of course. Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Like we need proof that Arnold has trouble with the language.
There's a chime for you, okay? From TV. Here we go. You know that there's going to be an American Idol dance show. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Did you know that there's going to be a show to find the new lead singer of INXS?
I did not know that.
Did you know about the show Hit Me Baby One More Time?
No.
No.
Okay. They're going to bring back on this show Tiffany, Wang Chung, Flock of Seagulls, Tommy Tutone, The Knack, and The Motels.
All right.
Every week they'll come out and they will play their one hit that they had.
I love that.
And the audience will vote one of these has-beens off every week. The brand new winner gets a new record deal.
That is great.
I like this show.
This starts on June 2nd on NBC.
That's a good concept.
Okay. We got a picture on the website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, about Tom Cruise with the virginal Katie Holmes. You know,
he doesn't have virginal lips, that's for sure. I mean, that's all the tabloids have been doing is showing her whatever on her lip. I mean, it's just nasty.
They're on Oprah today and just full of each other. And I still think it's totally crap because according to the London, whatever the London paper is where they have the naked chick.
Right.
What is it?
The Sun.
Right. Okay. They say that Katie Holmes is not really Tom Cruise's girlfriend, that she is simply a PR stunt, that the chick he's really interested in is Kate Bosworth.
That's funny. Well, he's selling it because I heard a clip of him on Oprah where, what's with you? I've never seen you like this. And then he says something like, I'm in love.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to mention that I saw. And here's the... There you go. We got pictures of both of them. There you go. Up on the website today. You can take a look at that, Mike. That's not bad.
That's the one on the bottom is Kate Bosworth, right?
Yeah, right. Oh. If you watched CSI, we spent some time talking about this on Friday with the Quentin Tarantino one. It got a huge rating.
I'll bet.
CSI's biggest rating of the year. 31 million viewers.
Ooh. Deserved it. It was a great show.
And The Apprentice?
Uh-huh.
Only 13.